You're listening to SBS News.
Federal Labor under opposition leader Anthony Albanese is renewing its policy platforms ahead of the next federal election, expected to happen next year. Mr. Albanese has unveiled Labor's industrial relations policy focusing on improving pay and conditions for Australians in insecure work. He wants greater protections for casual and contract workers.
The cost that's there now is people being forced to work under conditions that are third world. A drive down whereby people don't have a floor on what they're paid. Where workers, for example, bidding for NDIS contracts, someone says, I'll do that job for $100. Someone else bids, I'll do it for $90. Someone else says, I'll do it for $80. Sound familiar? Work choices. That's what work choices was. People bidding individuals against each other for work without a floor.
This is what Labor is proposing.
Basic conditions that Australians know and understand they deserve. Decent things like leave and other things that Australian workers take for granted. The nature of our work has changed, and all Australians benefit from being able to get in a car through Uber, get food delivered through the many food delivery services, get a job done at home through Airtasker. That shouldn't come at the cost of having people work under conditions which simply aren't livable.
Labor is pledging to improve rights and protections for people in insecure work, especially those in what's known as the gig economy. Alex Roxburgh is a delivery rider.
When we don't have minimum standards of pay in place, then that means that we need to take risks when we're on the road. Fair pay is actually safe pay. No sick leave, no superannuation, no proper compensation in the instance of injury or death. The kind of treatment that we're currently receiving is the kind of treatment that, you know, one might receive in a third world country.
The trend of task-based services like Uber, Deliveroo and Airtasker has been exploding in the last decade. The multi-million dollar industry is often accused of underpaying workers, many of them migrants. Concerns have also been heightened after five drivers lost their lives late last year.
That sort of pressure that is on these workers has literally led to the loss of lives last year. We're a better country than that. We're a fairer country than that. And I make no apologies for making sure that we deliver a change that reflects the modern economy.
The Secretary of Australian Council of Trade Unions, Sally McManus, says the current treatment of workers is very disappointing.
So many jobs in our economy will be Uberized if we don't take action to make sure people have rights. And what we've seen is all the extreme examples of workers being really badly exploited. So these big tech companies, they are taking a big cut out of every single job that these workers get. And these workers are left with no protections, no basic rights. They've got less rights in Australia than workers did 100 years ago. And that's just not on.
Among Labor's planned industrial relations changes, that job security be included in the Fair Work Act, putting the issue at the forefront of the Fair Work Commission. But the government says that idea would be catastrophic for businesses, calling it full stop insane in what's shaping up to be a major political battleground. Attorney General Christian Porter says he had his department estimate the cost to extend sick leave, annual leave and long service leave to 3.5 million casuals. He concluded Labor's industrial relations policy would amount to a $20 billion tax on business.
It's one of the most unlimited, unqualified, quite outlandish promises that has ever been made in the history of industrial relations in Australia. This is the most colossal, radical change. You've got Australian business who have just struggled their way through a health pandemic, that are now fighting their way out of a COVID-19 caused recession. That would be an extinction level event for tens of thousands of Australian businesses.
But Labor's industrial relations spokesman Tony Burke has told the ABC Mr. Porter simply doesn't understand the proposal.
It's not our policy. I'm not going to get into where would the cost burden apply on something I'm not proposing. That's bizarre.
Sarah Shalala, SBS News.